Sons of Liberty.
And he said, if the Constitution of the United States ever goes for naught, the people don't play the law under God, he said that they will be anarchy throughout the world. Is that what's happening today? Absolutely. Who can construct a government? Who can construct an institution as the government that we have today, Exodus 18:21, outside of the Creator? Nobody. Folks, it was the foundation primarily concerning the Magna Carta that guided the thinking of the American colonists as they fought the battle of ideas that led ultimately to a break with the mother country. That was England. Again, pay attention, folks, so you know where you came from. Therefore, you're going to be equipped to go forward. The interests of the common man were hardly apparent in the minds of the men who were brokered during the agreement of the Magna Carta. But again, there are principles expressed in Magna Carta that resonate to this day. Moving forward, during the American Revolution, the Magna Carta served to inspire and justify actions in liberty's defense. The colonists believed that they were entitled to the same rights as Englishmen, rights guaranteed in Magna Carta. They embedded those rights into the laws of their state and later into the Constitution of the Bill of Rights. Oh, my goodness. But wait a second. What we have to do is we have to take a step back and we have to ask the question, where did the Magna Carta, where was it extracted from? What was it derived from? And this is, to me, the ignorance of man. Romans 1:22 says that they profess themselves to be wise, but really they are fools. Because one thing that we know, whatever works in a righteous sense on this planet since the beginning of time has always been ordained by the Creator. So it's best that we go back to the Creator so we're not destroyed for our lack of understanding. Folks, I'm going to take a hard break. 1-866-582-9933.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Rich Johnson. Reckless, unsound, and unprofessional is how the Defense Department describes a Russian fighter jet's intentional downing of a U.S. drone over the Black Sea today. The Pentagon says a Russian jet dumped fuel on the drone, then clipped its propeller, forcing it down into the water. The snow is coming down in the Northeast, and these people in New Jersey are dealing with it.
Just a winter wonderland to play in. Just got a new snow blow, and it works beautifully.
It's a wet snow. It's heavy, so they call this the Widowmaker snow, so you got to be careful. Take it nice and easy.
More rain in California, as much as an inch an hour in L.A. today. In the mountains, more snow. It's already so high around Lake Tahoe, snowplows have nowhere to put the new snow. The Justice Department's joining the SEC in investigating the collapse of Silicon Valley Bank. The consumer price index rose by 0.4% last month, 6% over the past year. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I need some extra money. Do I qualify for the Earned Income Tax Credit?
Use the EITC Assistant tool. With just a little information, this tool helps you calculate eligibility with ease and accuracy, get an estimate of how much credit you qualify for, and get a printout of your results before you prepare your return or visit your tax preparer. To use the EITC Assistant tool and see if you're eligible to claim the credit, visit irs.gov/EITC.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We're broadcasting live from Michigan. We are going to be at Macomb County tonight at 6:30 to 9. Myself and Matt Truello will be there giving a presentation. Yesterday we were in Wayne County, and we're going to be here all week, friends. So we got events from the 14th, 15th, 16th, 17th, and the 18th up and coming. We had a great turnout yesterday. Hope we're going to have another one today, if not more than what was yesterday. And I'm sure that's probably what's going to happen as the word gets out. Now, with that said, friends, I want to get back to the fact that people are asking, what is it that you guys are talking about? Well, we're hearing much talk about the Magna Carta today. And that's all good within itself. That was written in 1215, June 15th, concerning King John, who continuously acted as if he was a law unto himself, a demigod. He could do whatever he wanted to do arbitrarily. And the barons during that particular time stood up and said, no more of this. And the reason they did that is because the king was taxing them to no end. There was taxation without representation. And, of course, when you hit people in the pocketbook, that's when they're going to begin to fight back. Sad to say, it's not about morals. It's about their money in many cases. And more than not, that is the case. But that was the case concerning Magna Carta here. It wasn't so much that they were just fighting for their freedoms, friends. It was fighting for what he was stealing from them. And what's of note that people need to take is that the king acted as if he was the one that inherited the earth rather than the people establishing the government, and the government does what according to the people and according to God's law. No, the king put himself in a position with the archbishop and the pope during that time, and they acted as if the earth was theirs to give to whomsoever that they would give it. And that's just not the case. So the barons, again, what they did is they wrote the Magna Carta. But what I want to do now, friends, is I want to take a step forward from the Magna Carta and bring you back to the social media platforms. By the way, social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com if you want to call in. 1-866-582-9933. I want to go back and I want to show you that which preceded the Magna Carta. Why was there a need for Magna Carta? Listen again carefully. Well, it was Thomas Paine that wrote Common Sense, who had told us the hankering which the Jews had for the idolatrous customs of the heathens. It's exactly, by the way, this is exactly what the American people are doing today. It's idolatry. They love their politicians more than they love the Lord himself. Just ask them. Have a conversation with them. In P.S., Jesus told us to beware of the leaven of the Herodians, corrupt doctrines of government, and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, corrupt religious doctrines in Mark 8:15. But the people today, they will tell you that they're Christians and they're going to heaven, and yet you see them go out and worship Donald Trump as if to say, just like the children of Israel did during the time of Herod, that's an act.
Take a stand against bias talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Bridie on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
IGF. What is IGF? It's the substance that's naturally found in your body. It does things like strengthen your immune system. It promotes lean muscle gain, healthy weight loss, restful sleep, energy, clearer thinking. All of the things that make men men again, right? But the older we get, the less our body naturally produces the IGF that's there. Go to keystolife.shop right now and do the research on IGF. The IGF-1 spray that they have there is exclusive to keystolife.shop. Now, this is something that you spray in your mouth 3 times a day. It actually tastes really good, too. And this is going to boost the IGF levels in your body. So go to keys2life.shop. You're going to get buy one, get one if you put the product on auto ship. You can cancel anytime that you want to, but I would recommend that you try this product for at least 3 months. I'm on my 3rd month and just now seeing tremendous gains. All right. So go to keys2life.shop. Again, keys2life.shop. Check out the benefits of IGF-1. What does it have to do with deer antler velvet? Go to keys2life.shop. Make sure that you mention Stu Peters when you go to keys2life.shop.
You're listening to Bridie on Radio, free speech streaming for humanity.
Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Hotze. I'm the host of the Dr. Hotze Report that airs Mondays at 4 p.m. Central Time on Bridian.tv. I'll take you behind the scenes so that you can know what's really going on. I believe that you need to have a doctor who can coach you onto a path of health and wellness naturally, so that as you mature, you've got energy, vitality, and enthusiasm for life. Do you have low energy, weight gain, allergies, insomnia, anxiety, brain fog, low libido, and joint and muscle pain? At the Hotze Health and Wellness Center, we treat the underlying cause of these symptoms rather than masking them with drugs. We treat for hypothyroidism, sex hormone decline, adrenal fatigue, allergies, yeast, and nutritional deficiencies. This is Dr. Hotze saying, take charge of your health.
Call today at 281-698-8698. Mention Patriot and receive 10% off your initial visit and a free copy of Dr. Hotze's book. Do a 180.
Wake up informed.
Really blows me away.
Free speech audio streaming for humanity to start your day.
It's pretty obvious what the people want.
On Bridie on Radio.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrightEonStore.com.
Don't just bottle it up. Let it out.
This has totally got me livid.
There. That's better.
I'm a little bit fired up.
Have your say on Bridie on Radio.
Government. I mean, if we want his will to be done on this earth as it is in heaven, then we better do it according to his word. Now, let me get back to this. Samuel went to the Lord after the children of Israel came to him. And Samuel prayed unto the Lord. Remember, none of his words fell to the ground. This boy was a prophet's prophet. The Lord said unto Samuel, listen carefully unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto thee, for they have not rejected you, Samuel, but the Lord says, they have rejected me. Every time you put a politician in the place of Christ, you are rejecting the Lord. You are bringing a curse upon yourself, and you are rejecting the one that establishes freedom in Christ Jesus. John 8:32, 2 Corinthians 3:17, and you're going to lose the blessedness of a nation when you give yourself over to man. Let me ask you this. For all of those that are chasing their favorite politicians that are caught up to the establishment that you sit there and complain about 24/7, how's that working out for you? See, what you're doing is you're doing the same things that the children of Israel did during their time. Well, Bradley, wasn't it the Lord that established the government? Yes, indeed it was. But they are your servants. They are your representatives to the government that God gave. Period. Okay? Let me keep going. What's the first thing that the Lord said to the children of Israel through Samuel in response to them saying, give us a king to judge us? The first thing that the Lord says is they're not rejecting you, Samuel, but they're rejecting me. It's what's happening today in America, okay? The first thing that the Lord said, I want you to listen carefully. The first thing that the Lord said was what? This will be the manner of the king that shall reign over you, okay? The first thing that he's going to do is he's going to take your sons and appoint them for himself. Oh, yes. Sound familiar? For his chariots, his military. Oh, yes. And if he has horsemen and some shall run before his chariots. Hey, folks, do you realize that every time the president of the United States moves, do you know that this criminal in the People's White House, it costs you $75,000 every time he moves with this little entourage of Secret Service that are protecting him concerning his crimes that he's committing against we the people? Here, let me keep going on, friends. We're just getting warmed up here. The Bible says that he will appoint him captains over thousands, captains over 50s, and will set them to ear his ground, to reap his harvest, to make his instruments of war and instruments of his chariots. Hey, folks, how many people out there are complaining about all the unconstitutional wars that are taking place? Doesn't anybody think it's a little odd that there's no constitutional provision for the government to establish over 737 military bases on a global basis to do what? To create a global order? Hey, folks, it says that that king that you put over yourself, he'll be the instruments of his chariots, your families. He will take your daughters to be confectionaries, to be cooks, to be bakers. He will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants. Isn't that what's happening today, friends? Absolutely is what's happening today. Why is it happening today? Because the American people love their politicians so much that no matter how many times they're called out for their crimes, they keep returning back to the same system of corruption rather than unto the Lord. And that's why the Lord chastises nations. This is why the Lord judges nations, to drive you to the foot of the cross. And if you don't want to listen to that, friend, those judgments are going to fall heavier and heavier and heavier to the point of the sword. And we're coming up on contact, friends. You can rest assured. After all of the things that the Lord warned the children of Israel of concerning the king that they wanted to judge them, the Lord says at the end of that through Samuel, and you shall cry out in that day because of your king, which you have chosen, and the Lord will not hear you in that day. In other words, Americans, you've made your bed. Now sleep in it. Is the Lord vindictive? Absolutely not. But how many times does the Lord need to show mercy to a nation that refuses to correct itself? How do you show mercy unto a people that forsake their own mercy? Read the Bible, Jonah 2:8 said, they that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. And there we are today. The Lord said in that day, you're going to cry out. That's where America is today. Nevertheless, this is also where America is today. The people refused to obey the voice of Samuel, and they said, no, we will have a king over us. It's exactly what happened in America. They get caught up in every cycle of the elections, not realizing it's the powers that are tolerated by the corruption that they themselves continuously prop up over and over and over again to their own demise. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to take it to the next step. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
The Liberty final segment. I may have to do a part two to this, friends, because we are laying the foundations and we are all going right back to where we should have never departed from. We started out with the Magna Carta. The Magna Carta, by the way, friends, was given because it all spawned from the children of Israel asking for a king to Samuel, and the Lord came back after Samuel prayed and said, listen, the Lord said, Samuel, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting me. And the first thing the Lord told them that is, okay, now that you want a king, like the custom of the heathens throughout, this is what's going to happen. This is what he's going to do to you. And then this gives entrance to Saul. And the question that I have for all of you that are listening to me, regardless of where you're at, did Saul do to the children of Israel what the Lord foresaw it? And what he foretold them would come? That's exactly what happened. Is that what's happening in America today? Yes. See, but there was a Magna Carta because the men failed to obey the Lord in the first place by wanting a king. Okay? And Jesus told us to beware of all of that. The Lord institutionalized government, yes, indeed. We're coming up to that. But the fact of the matter is I want you to see the failure of men in process, and that was the reason the Magna Carta was given in the first place. Okay, all right, we know that now. 1 Samuel 8, read the whole chapter, friends. There was Magna Carta. That was the fruit of a disobedient people that went back to where? Well, they went back to the Word of God, because that's where I'm leading up to right now. I went to 1 Samuel 8, and I showed you what happened. Now let's go to the next process of what our forefathers established concerning, let's say, their Declaration of Independence, which was called the Mayflower Compact, okay? So our forefathers, when establishing what it is that we have today, didn't make that mistake. So the rights that we see being extracted from the Magna Carta go directly back to the Word of God. Well, our forefathers went fast forward and said, let's just go right back to the Lord, and we're not ignoring the Magna Carta, but we're going to go directly to the source of all life, the Creator himself, the governor of all nations, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, Isaiah 9. What is the Magna Carta? Okay, so we went to the Magna Carta, 1 Samuel. Now we're going to go over to the Mayflower Compact. Now I'm going backwards, now I'm going from 1215 to the 1600s, okay, 1620. I want you to listen to the Mayflower Compact because this is next in line. In the name of God, amen. Whose names is underwritten, the loyal subjects of our dread sovereign Lord, King James, by the grace of God, of Great Britain, France, and Ireland, King Defender of the Faith, having undertaken for the glory of God an advancement of the Christian faith and the honor of our king and country, a voyage to plant the first colony in the northern parts of Virginia, do by these present solemnly and mutually in the presence of God in one another, covenant and combine ourselves together into a civil body politic for our better ordering and preservation and furtherance of the ends aforesaid, and by virtue hereof, do and act, constitute and frame such just and equal laws, ordinances, acts, constitution, and offices from time to time as shall be thought most meet and convenient for the general good of the colony. Where did all of these folks, constitutions and acts and ordinances and offices come from? He just told you, as shall be thought most and convenient for the general good of the colony, unto which we promise all due submission and obedience. And what did they acknowledge? The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, folks. They're talking about the Christian faith here and establishing it and his canon ecclesiastical laws within. That's how our forefathers ruled. Read the Torah, the Decalogue, the Pentateuch. The Mayflower Compact ends in witness whereof we have hereunto subscribed our names at Cape Cod, the 11th of November, in the reign of our sovereign Lord, King of England, France, and Ireland, the 18th, and of Scotland, the 54th, Anno Domini, 1620. So, anybody paying attention as to how this is all being played out here? I hope so, because if you're paying attention to the details, guess what that leads up to? It leads up to our Declaration of Independence, where there's four mentions of, once again, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let me say this first and foremost. Our rights come from God, and those that serve delegated authority from us, our representative government, they receive that delegated authority from we, the people. So, in other words, friends, government today is only doing what you're allowing them to do. Let me say it again. The government, your said representative government today, is merely doing what you yourselves are allowing them to do. Period. Period. That is the message. It's called taking responsibility. Every time you complain about something that they are doing that is unconstitutional or it's illegal, you might just say, well, that's just wrong. I know it is, without even the reference of the law to show you what their transgressions are, which is found in Romans 3:20. That's ridiculous. Know your founding documents, but firstly, know the Word of God. Know the Word of God. Folks, let me say it again. Your sin is finding you out as individuals and as a corporation amongst people. And I'm talking about the people corporate. I'm not talking about the institutional corporation that's been established in 1871. That's not what I'm saying. First, individually, and then secondly, corporately, with others. Okay? It's happening because you're allowing this to happen. Either, let me say it this way, either you're going to be ruled by the Lord, and you're going to take responsibility for your government, or you're going to get more of what you've been getting for far too long in this country. I could stop the show right there, because that is the truth of the matter. This is how our forefathers established our government. We must self-govern under God, and if not, we are going to have a king to judge us, and it's going to be a king that we don't want, and we're going to come to the end of this, and we're going to cry out to the Lord, and the Lord's going to say, I'm not going to listen to you because you didn't listen to me. The Declaration of Independence tells us that those that serve we the people derive their just powers from the consent of the governed. Now, when you go to the Declaration of Independence, it's interesting. You see the laws of nature and of nature's God. That's what it says in the Declaration of Independence. And when you look at the laws of nature, nature's God, that is revealed by God through human reason and conscience. It's revealed law, which is only found in Scripture. The next one that we find is that they that are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. I'm humored when people say, look at the government's doing. They're taking away my rights. No, they're not. You're forfeiting your rights. You're forfeiting your rights.
Bridie on Radio and BridieOnRadio.com.
This is an amazing company that has sponsored both of us. And this is a way to have backup communications when the grid goes down.
Well, the situation became problematic, Mike, with the New Orleans, the latest hurricane, because people panicked. And this is one thing that I've learned from being associated with the satellite phone store for over a decade. People will call and order 600 phones at a time.
What?
It's like this, Mike. Anytime there is a crisis, people want these. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created such a good deal for Mike's viewers, my viewers, our combined viewers, that this is the only way you're gonna be able to communicate.
And that's the other beauty about these phones, is they can't track you because it's not talking to a cell tower. It's talking to satellites, you know, orbiting over the equator. So SAT123.com, folks.
The U.S. prepares to bolster troops in Eastern Europe, and tensions build with Russia.
Secretary Austin has placed a range of units in the United States on a heightened preparedness to deploy, which increases our readiness to provide forces if NATO should activate the NRF, or if other situations develop.
We have been consulting with allies in deployments and refining plans for all scenarios. We've always said we would reinforce our allies on the eastern flank.
Stay up to date on Brighteon Radio.
Treasure Island coins and precious metals. Mike Adams of naturalnews.com says 2020 has shown us that we must prepare for the unexpected. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your fiscal well-being during the coming financial pandemic. Shipments are delivered safely, discreetly, and securely right to your door. A precious metals IRA allows you to protect your retirement savings with the ultimate safe haven, assets of gold and silver. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Your metals are held in the form of real coins and bars in an actual depository under your name and on your behalf. Simply visit BrighteonMetals.com today. Gold and silver will be indispensable to your financial well-being. Shouldn't you at least look into it? Treasure Island coins and precious metals. We're here to help. Visit BrighteonMetals.com today.
Take a stand against biased talk radio.
I'm going to take a strong stand against it.
And listen to Bridie on Radio, where we give you both sides of the story.
Thanks for your support of this platform. Use the code BTV at checkout for additional savings. BrighteonStore.com.
Bridie on Radio and BrighteonRadio.com.
A lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
all the few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. People are already asking, Bradley, how was Wayne County last night? I guess it was a hard county in Michigan to really break open. But for a Monday, it was a very good turnout. A great start for the up-and-coming week. Tonight, we're going to be at Macomb County. This is the Metro Church of Christ. This is where this should be happening, too, by the way. This message should be starting in the church, not at the Tea Party, not in politics. That's an extension of who we are as the people. So we have to take responsibility and start at the gates of the church, and that's exactly what's happening. Yesterday, we were in Wayne County, and we did an event. Matt did his, Matt Truella, and he is giving his divine interposition. And it blended very well concerning the messages. As a matter of fact, people are asking me now about my new message as to what we're giving when we're doing the We the County presentations and restoring our counties to work under God's authority again. And people are asking, Bradley, what about that Magna Carta? What about that Mayflower Compact? Bradley, what about the Declaration of Independence? How does this all look? Well, if you want to come out tonight at Macomb County, which is Tuesday, March 14th, to the Metro Church of Christ, 4100 Dodge Park Road in Sterling Heights, Michigan, I believe it starts at 6 o'clock, so if you'd like to show up and you want to see firsthand as to what the people experienced yesterday, please do. The message is being oiled. Obviously, it's being deciphered, and it's being perfected as the days come out. And yesterday was a little bumpy at the beginning, but throughout the duration of the night, it turned out perfect. I didn't say that. That's what the people said. And let it not be one of those situations, friends, where you have an opportunity here in Michigan to come out and say, oh, Bradley, I wish I would have taken the time to come see you. No, this is what's going to happen when we leave Michigan. And do remember, this is the 46th time that we have been called to the state of Michigan. And I know why, because they're in trouble. And they know they're in trouble. This is the worst state of the union that we have in our union. It's worse than California and Michigan. And they need this message, and it goes right to the foundations. It breaks up the establishment, and it shows the people their responsibility before God and then man. 1 John 5:2. By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep his commandments. And we can't do it out of order, folks. We have to do it in order. So, again, yesterday we were in Wayne County. Today we're going to be in Macomb County in Sterling Heights, Michigan. Do come out. I guess it starts at 6:30. It's right in front of my face. Forgive me. And then tomorrow we're going to be in Genesee and Saginaw County. And then we're also going to be at, on the March 16th, St. Clair County, Grace Bible Church, and then Lapeer County, which will be in Attica, Michigan. And then I'll give you more information as what's taking place on the 18th. Folks, we are being spent here in Michigan, and I'm happy to be a part of what's going on here. I mean, if we are here by the Lord to saturate the state that we have been used to saturate over the last 3 years, I am pleased. And I got to tell you, folks, I am honored. The people out in Michigan are fantastic folks, but we got to allow the anointing to break the yoke of bondage concerning what's going on here. Isaiah 10:27, concerning the idolatry. Oh, my goodness, folks, keep in mind, our forefathers did not make an appeal to their favorite politicians. They threw off their politicians, and what they did through the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution of the United States is they set up a representative limited government where they work for us. We do not work for them. I mean, folks, it's like going back to the beginning of time and saying, listen, didn't we learn our lessons yet? Haven't we been around this mountain for the last how many thousands of years? I mean, we got to get it right sooner or later. And we don't need a revolution, friends. We need a reformation. That's all we have to do is pick up the broom, friends, and sweep off the foundations because they're all there. And we need to get educated, and we need to act upon how we're being educated because we all understand that faith without works is dead in James 2:14-26. So again, one more time tonight, we're going to be at Macomb County in Sterling Heights starting at 6:30. We had a great turnout yesterday. Hopefully Tuesday is going to be just as good, if not better. And then it's just going to only progress from that point on. Again, we're going to be at restoring our counties and working under God's authority by educating the people in Macomb County tonight in Michigan. By the way, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, you can do that. I'm going to give you a little taste of what we're doing out there. And for my social media platform friends, I'm going to do a presentation for you. I think you're going to enjoy this, but you're going to see firsthand as to what we're doing across the country in person in these churches and in these meetings, not just in the church, but also in the government as well, friends. We're supposed to be meeting with some of the said representatives and showing them and pointing them back to their foundations and what it is concerning their delegated authority. And nothing more and nothing less. And because many of these said representatives want the people to come in, educate them, and they want the support of the people to win back their government. And it's very attainable, friends. This government is very winnable. We got 329.5 million people in this country that nearly need to love God enough to actually stand up and obey him. Read Proverbs 7:2. The Lord said, keep my commandments and live. It's that simple. And it's also our wisdom amongst the nations throughout the world. Read Deuteronomy 4, verse 6 as well when you get a moment. But my social media platform, friends, again, you're in for a treat. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Subscribe to that page, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Go to SOL Radio Live on the Rumble feed and subscribe to that page as well. And also check out BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com. Top left side of the page, we got about 100 and 125,000 views per show, morning show and afternoon show. Folks, we're doing the best that we can with the censorship that we are dealing with on a massive scale, especially on social media platforms outside of Rumble at this point. If you want to call in, you can. The number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that, we follow the Christ here every step of the way. Check out Acts 4:12, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, and the list goes on. You understand that the Bible is the rock upon which the republic rests. Again, social media platforms, friends, I got a treat for you. Enjoy. Be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out SonsOfLibertyMedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Sons of Liberty, folks. Now, again, I'm going to start rocking and rolling on this message. People have been asking about the foundations of the country. Now, what I'm going to do, I want you to understand, is I'm going to go back and forth so you can understand we don't want to put the cart in front of the horse. And so I'm going to do that a couple times. So do yourself a favor and stay tuned and pay attention to the details as to what we're going to get into right now. This is the presentation that we give in churches, meetings, government, and the list goes on across the country. So let's begin. Folks, on June 15th, 1215, in a field at Runnymede, King John affixed his seal to something called the Magna Carta. Confronted by 40 rebellious barons, he consented to their demands in order to avert civil war. Now, note this. These barons were gifted the lands by the king that they in turn rented to the peasants and were angry with the said king who ruled over them arbitrarily. Now, this is much of what you see in American government today. You see the federal government taking head. You see really what it comes down to is you see them acting out as if they are all the all authority, when in fact that's not true. They are the tail wagging the dog, because the American people need to understand that the federal government is a creature of the state, not the other way around. And the way that they've taken authority is they came up with something called the Federal Reserve in 1913, where they again usurped their authority, and they created an agency to now hold every individual in the United States accountable by paying something called an income tax. This is how they took control of the states, friends, in disregard to the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights, which gives the states the right to say no to the federal government and keep them limited in every aspect of their function. Okay? The states gave that away when they allowed the federal government to tax individuals, because now they have the tax coffer, they have the people's money to use it and wedge it and to pit it against the states, that if the states don't do their bidding, then this is what's going to happen to you. And it's exactly what we see coming from the federal government in order to control the states every single day of the week. Now, just 10 weeks after the signing of the Magna Carta, Pope Innocent III nullified the agreement, and England plunged into internal war. Now, again, here's another note for you. Do remember that the king was propped up by the Pope and the Archbishop the same way that you're seeing it played out today. But what you're seeing is the Pope and the Archbishop who convinced the people that the king was appointed by God only, of course, to secure their positions. Again, pay attention to the details the best that you can. It is concerned with many practical matters and specific grievances relevant to the feudal system under which they live. And it's important that you understand the feudal system, because the feudal system is exactly what you see in operation today on so many levels. A feudal system is also known as feudalism. It's a type of a social political system in which landholders provide land to tenants in exchange for their loyalty and service to the king. This, again, is what we see over and over, friends, coming from government, from federal government to state governments all the way down. You see their subordinates acting the same way in which the barons threw off the king during that particular time by creating the Magna Carta. The Great Charter of Freedoms is what it means. So moving forward, the Magna Carta was a response to King John, who had decided that tradition didn't bind him, that he could rule arbitrarily. In other words, whatever he says goes, even to the point of forcing taxes without any representation from the nobility in the land. He just did what he wanted to do, just the same way that you're seeing it being played out today. But what the barons did, friends, is they rose up to guard their ancient rights to sign this particular document. And it didn't grant anything new to Magna Carta. It was merely a statement of what already was. Pay attention to that. And what we have with the Magna Carta is the first written document identifying the rights of individuals. Here, I'll give you a little hint. Where do your rights come from? These rights had been handed down from one generation to the next generation, friends. And it kept going down all the way to the point of where we're at in the present. The Magna Carta signified a transition from orally transmitted rights to those written down for our kids. That would be us. Some of the key rights identified in this document, and again, pay attention, friends, it's important that you do. Some of the key rights identified in the document were the Magna Carta: no tax can be imposed except by common council of the kingdom. Fines are to be according to the degree of the offense. Look at the Eighth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, which is the fruit of what we believe it to be, the Magna Carta. We have personal property, which cannot be taken without the consent of the owner. Hey, folks, what are you seeing the Supreme Court doing through eminent domain today? Completely illegal, completely unconstitutional. It's communism every step of the way. Witnesses are needed for indictment against individuals. That's directly from Scripture in Deuteronomy 17:6. There was no death sentence, imprisonment, disposition, or banishment without the due process of law. That was the reason given, friends, for the Magna Carta. Okay? But again, let's take it another step so you can understand a little more as to why the Magna Carta was brought forth to play in the first place. Why were these traditional concepts upon which England operated? Where did they get these ideas from? This is where we're going right back to what most knew that we were going right back to. Back in 1965, a scholar named Helen Fielding wrote an article in the Harvard Journal on legislation that brought to light the basis for the Magna Carta. Friends, what was the reason for the Magna Carta? I'm going to answer that. This is what she wrote, Helen Fielding. She was a scholar from Harvard. She said, an old document such as the Magna Carta is not only that which it was at the time of its conception, but also that which it becomes in the course of history. She went on to say, friends, that in this sense, undoubtedly, the Magna Carta stands for the idea of subjection of the king, not to man, but to God and the law. Friends, our rights come from God, not man. An idea rooted in the Bible, which has dominated Anglo-American thought. So, the Magna Carta in 1215, the roots of this foundational document are found where? In the Bible. She went on to say it's remarkable indeed and has an interesting bearing on the nature of our reactions to the Bible that this has passed unnoticed while efforts have been made to connect our constitutional documents with Greek and Roman ideas. Have you all heard this, friends? Have you all heard, folks, that our government is extracted from? We took all of our ideas and we emulated that which Greece and Rome did. No, that would have been the stupidest thing in the world that we could have ever done. Matter of fact, Daniel Webster said it took us 5,000 years to establish what it is that we have. And he said, if the Constitution of the United States ever goes for naught, the people don't play the law under God, he said that they will be anarchy throughout the world. Is that what's happening today? Absolutely. Who can construct a government? Who can construct an institution as the government that we have today, Exodus 18:21, outside of the Creator? Nobody. Folks, It was the foundation primarily concerning the Magna Carta that guided the thinking of the American colonists as they fought the battle of ideas that led ultimately to a break with the mother country. That was England. Again, pay attention, folks, so you know where you came from. Therefore, you're going to be equipped to go forward. The interests of the common man were hardly apparent in the minds of the men who were brokered during the agreement of the Magna Carta. But again, there are principles expressed in Magna Carta that resonate to this day. Moving forward, during the American Revolution, the Magna Carta served to inspire and justify actions in liberty's defense. The colonists believed that they were entitled to the same rights as Englishmen, rights guaranteed in Magna Carta. They embedded those rights into the laws of their state and later into the Constitution of the Bill of Rights. Oh, my goodness. But wait a second. What we have to do is we have to take a step back and we have to ask the question, where did the Magna Carta, where was it extracted from? What was it derived from? And this is, to me, the ignorance of man. Romans 1:22 says that they profess themselves to be wise, but really they are fools. Because one thing that we know, whatever works in a righteous sense on this planet since the beginning of time has always been ordained by the Creator. So it's best that we go back to the Creator so we're not destroyed for our lack of understanding. Folks, I'm going to take a hard break. 1-866-582-9933.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach